The most popular British writer of the Victorian era, Charles Dickens wrote prolifically. However, he is best known for his 20 novels and novellas, which were originally published in magazines in weekly or monthly instalments. These stories delighted his fans, but also had a shocking social message to get across. Dickens' story instalments became immediate bestsellers, with readers from all social classes in Britain and even the USA. And it's easy to see why they were so popular. The plots contain high drama, romance, and mystery, and there is a cliffhanger at the end of almost every chapter. The characters tend to be larger than life, and some, like the miser Ebenezer Scrooge, the tragic bride Miss Havisham, and the orphan Oliver Twist, became so well known that they have almost developed a life of their own outside the original novels. Dickens' serialized stories were the TV series of the time, with fans counting the days until the next episode was published so they could see how the often complex plot would unfold. When the final installment of The Old Curiosity Shop was published in Britain but had not yet arrived in the United States, American readers in New York couldn't wait to find out the ending. Fans went down to the port and called out to sailors on a ship arriving from Britain, "Is Little Nell alive?" And the story's appeal has lasted into the 21st century. Dickens' books have never been out of print and are still being turned into films and TV dramas, stage plays and musicals. But Charles Dickens did much more than entertain. Through his highly detailed descriptions of people and places, especially in London, he held a mirror up to society, challenging politicians and ordinary people to open their eyes to the destructive power of poverty in a Britain radically changed by the Industrial Revolution. It was Dickens' descriptions of London's slums that really shocked people. The population of London more than doubled between 1801 and 1850, and this sudden increase led to terrible overcrowding and a lack of sanitation in the poorest areas. The term Dickensian can be used to describe anything related to Dickens' novels, but in general is used to suggest poor social conditions. For example, the apartment's cheap and a bit Dickensian.